Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 2, The Teachings of Srila Haridas Thakur, Part 2. Lord Chaitanya then questioned Haridas Thakur, "On this earth, there are many living entities, some moving, some not moving. So what will happen to the trees, plants, insects, and other living entities? How will they be delivered from material bondage?" "Oh, my dear Lord, the deliverance of all moving and non-moving living entities takes place only by your mercy. You have already granted this mercy and delivered them, for you have loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and everyone, moving or not moving, has benefited by hearing that. And so, my Lord, the moving entities who have heard your loud Sankirtan have already been delivered from bondage to this material world. And after the non-moving living entities like trees hear it, there is an echo. Actually, however, it is not an echo. It is the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. All this, although inconceivable, is possible by your mercy. When loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is performed all over the world by those who follow in your footsteps, all living entities, both moving and non-moving, dance in ecstatic devotional love. My dear Lord, all the incidents which took place while you were going to Vrindavan through the forest known as Charikanda have been related to me by your servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya. When your devotee Vasudev Dutta submitted his plea at your lotus feet for the deliverance of all living entities, you accepted that request. My dear Lord, you have accepted the form of a devotee just to deliver all the fallen souls of this world. You have preached the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and so in this way you have freed all moving and non-moving living entities from material bondage. But Haridas, if all the living entities are liberated, then the entire universe will be devoid of living beings. Oh, my Lord, as long as you are situated within this material world, you will send to the spiritual sky all the developed moving and non-moving living entities in different species. Then again, you will awaken the living entities who are not yet developed and engage them in activities. In this way, all moving and non-moving living entities will come into existence, and the entire universe will be filled as it was previously. Previously, when Lord Ramachandra left this world, he took with him all the living entities of Ayodhya. Then, Lord Ram filled Ayodhya once again with other living entities. So, my dear Lord, you have set a plan into motion by descending into this material world. But no one can understand how you are acting. Formerly, when Lord Krishna descended in Vrindavan, he freed all living entities in the universe from material existence in the same way. Krishna, the unborn Supreme Personality of Godhead, Master of all masters of mystic power, delivers all living entities, moving and non-moving, and nothing is astonishing in the activities of the Lord. By descending as an incarnation at Navadvip, you, just like Krishna, have already delivered all the living entities of the universe. One may say that he or she understands the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One may know whatever he or she may know. But as far as I am concerned, this is my conclusion. My dear Lord, your pastimes are just like an ocean of nectar. So it is not possible for me to conceive how great that ocean is, or even to understand one drop of it. After hearing all of this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was astonished, and he began to think, these are actually my confidential pastimes. So how could Haridas have understood them? Greatly satisfied by the statements of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Haridas. Outwardly, however, Lord Chaitanya avoided further discussions of these matters. This is a characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he wants to cover his opulence, Krishna cannot do so before his devotees. And this is well known everywhere. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his personal devotees and began speaking about Haridas Thakur's transcendental qualities, as if Lord Chaitanya had hundreds of mouths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derives great pleasure from glorifying his devotees, and among the devotees, Haridas Thakur is the foremost. The transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur are innumerable and unfathomable. One may describe a portion of them, but to count them all is impossible. Thus ends further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 2, Teachings of Srila Haridas Thakur, Part 2. Recorded October 13, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.